The Children's Health Insurance Program is set to expire this Saturday if Congress fails to act. Here in Arizona, it's called Kids Care, and it covers nearly 22,000 kids. But without action from Congress by the September 30th deadline, those children's coverage and 9 million others around the country could be at risk. I spoke with Joan Alker, Executive Director of the Georgetown Center on Children and Families, more about this, and I asked her if she thinks it's likely that Congress will reauthorize the program before their deadline later this week.
I unfortunately think it's very unlikely that Congress will take action by the deadline, which is this Saturday. The Senate is consumed with the Graham-Cassidy effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And even though that's sort of hanging by a thread at the moment, it's still officially on the table. And remember, to get CHIP done, we're going to need a bipartisan effort. Congress was actually making some progress on that a few weeks ago, but all of that progress has been derailed by the Graham-Cassidy repeal effort.
Right. And just take a quick step back and remind us how this program works. It's for families who make too much money to qualify for what we call access here in Arizona, but not enough to afford insurance even on the federal marketplace, right?
That's right. This program is serving children. They're working families. Their income is too high for Medicaid, but it's too low to be able to afford private insurance. And if they get CHIP, they are not eligible to get coverage in the marketplace. In any event, coverage in CHIP is actually better coverage for them than the marketplace because it's really tailored towards children.
Right. And what kind of difference have we seen that's called Kids Care here in Arizona make here in our state?
Well, Arizona has been one of the most interesting states in the country. You've had a real up and down history with your CHIP program. But we know that working together, Medicaid and CHIP have reduced the number and rate of uninsured children in Arizona. In fact, we have a new report out. And in 2016, Arizona's uninsured rate went down to 7.3%. That's still higher than the national average, which is 4.5%. But it was a significant drop. Approximately 15,000 children got coverage in 2016. And the reopening of your kids care program had a lot to do with that.
Right. And how do we compare here in Arizona with other states when it comes to those numbers of uninsured kids?
Well, unfortunately, Arizona has been in the top five for uninsured kids for many years now. And so the state did start making progress again last year, and that's great, but more progress needs to be made. Since the enactment of the Affordable Care Act and the reopening of your CHIP program, there's been a marked decline. In 2013, almost 12% of Arizona's kids were uninsured. In 2016, that number was down to 7.3%.
So if this is allowed to expire this week, what would that mean for this population of children here in Arizona and across the country for children who benefit from this program?
Well, it's very problematic. States will start running out of money at different times, and we know there's a handful of states that very shortly after Saturday will have to start sending notices to families saying that their coverage is in jeopardy. Arizona has said they expect to run out of money in December, and so that in November they would have to start letting families know that their coverage is at risk and may be frozen. So Congress needs to act very, very quickly on this. You know, if they don't get it done by Saturday, if they can get it done very quickly in the next week or two, I think we could avoid major disruption. But let's face it, this is already too late. We've never gone this late in terms of extending CHIP funding, and it's really an extremely unfortunate side effect of all of the rancor and the partisan fervor to repeal the Affordable Care Act. The CHIP has really gotten caught in the crosshairs.
Right. And you mentioned earlier that it's been a back and forth thing here in Arizona. We froze kids care in 2010 during the recession. Do you have any concern that families won't really trust this program anymore if it does expire again and their kids go back on and off of this program?
Well, there's no question. We actually did a study where we did focus groups with families in Arizona a few years ago, and there was a lot of confusion because of the stop and start nature. And I'm very worried about this phenomenon more generally. Of course, folks have been hearing all year that Congress is trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act and take coverage away. Now folks are going to start hearing that CHIP has not been extended. So This is very worrying. What families need is the certainty of that coverage for their kids and to know it will be there. So in a perfect world, Congress would be sending a very loud message to these families and saying, don't worry, we're going to extend the coverage, and they get it done by Saturday. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Joan Alker is the executive director of the Georgetown Center for Children and Families. Joan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.